Scrupulous sanitation.
When severe sickness enters a family, there is great need of each member's giving strict attention to personal cleanliness and diet to preserve himself in a healthful condition, thus fortifying himself against disease. It is also of the greatest importance that the sick room from the first be properly ventilated. This is beneficial to the afflicted and highly necessary to keep those well who are compelled to remain a great length of time in the sick room. A great amount of suffering might be saved if all would labor to prevent disease by strictly obeying the laws of health. Strict habits of cleanliness should be observed. Many, while well, will not take the trouble to keep it in a healthy condition. They neglect personal cleanliness and are not careful to keep their clothing pure. Impurities are constantly and imperceptibly passing from the body through the pores, and if the surface of the skin is not kept in a healthy condition, the system is burdened with impure matter. If the clothing worn is not often washed and frequently aired, it becomes filthy with impurities which are thrown off from the body by sensible and insensible perspiration. And if the garments worn are not frequently cleansed from these impurities, the pores of the skin absorb again the waste matter thrown off. The impurities of the body, if not allowed to escape, are taken back into the blood and forced upon the internal organs. Nature, to relieve herself of poisonous impurities, makes an effort to free the system. This effort produces fevers and what is termed disease. But even then, if those who are afflicted would assist nature in her efforts by the use of pure, soft water, much suffering would be prevented. But many, instead of doing this and seeking to remove the poisonous matter from the system, take a more deadly poison into the system to remove a poison already there. If every family realized the beneficial results of thorough cleanliness, they would make special efforts to remove every impurity from their persons and from their houses, and would extend their efforts to their premises. Many suffer decayed vegetable matter to remain about their premises. They are not awake to the influence of these things. There is constantly arising from these decaying substances an effluvium that is poisoning the air. By inhaling the impure air, the blood is poisoned, the lungs become affected, and the whole system is diseased. Disease of almost every description will be caused by inhaling the atmosphere affected by these decaying substances. Families have been afflicted with fevers. Some of their members have died, and the remaining portion of the family circle have almost murmured against their Maker because of their distressing bereavements, when the sole cause of all their sickness and death has been the result of their own carelessness. The impurities about their own premises have brought upon them contagious diseases and the sad afflictions which they charge upon God. Every family that prizes health should cleanse their houses and their premises of all decaying substances. God commanded that the children of Israel should in no case allow impurities of their persons or of their clothing. Those who had any personal uncleanness were shut out of the camp until evening, and then were required to cleanse themselves and their clothing before they could enter the camp. Also, they were commanded of God to have no impurities upon their premises within a great distance of the encampment, lest the Lord should pass by and see their uncleanness. In regard to cleanliness, God requires no less of his people now than he did of ancient Israel. A neglect of cleanliness will induce disease. Sickness and premature death do not come without cause. Stubborn fevers and violent diseases have prevailed in neighborhoods and towns that have formerly been considered healthy, and some persons have died, while others have been left with broken constitutions to be crippled with disease for life. In many instances, their own yards contained the agent of destruction, which sent forth deadly poison into the atmosphere to be inhaled by the family and the neighborhood. The slackness and recklessness sometimes witnessed is beastly, and the ignorance of the results of such things upon health is astonishing. Such places should be purified, especially in summer, by lime or ashes, or by a daily burial with earth.